Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We're joined right now by our great friend, Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. It's time to Let's Talk Real Estate. We appreciate our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors, Belva Parr Realty, and Advantage. And we always appreciate Lindsay being able to join us. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me, James. We have quite a snowy day for our radio show today.
Yeah, we've got quite the backdrop for this. Lindsay had a great idea about getting into some definitions in the real estate game and helping you kind of understand that a little bit more. And we're looking forward to diving into that. If you don't mind, Lindsay, I'd like to start with the marketing conditions and Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at Coldwell Banker, we really are the trusted real estate professionals. We're a source of knowledge, and we hope to be for information for not only our clients and our colleagues, but also our community members. So we are excited to talk about what's going on in the market, and we'll start with Wisconsin Rapids. We currently have 24 active listings in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. One of which has had a recent price reduction. So we're now seeing a little bit of that seasonal dip in inventory. So we've had quite a roller coaster of inventory. Mm-hmm. We've been in the low inventory bucket for quite a while of time. But we had a little bit of an uptick actually late fall this year, and now we are seeing some of that winter normal seasonal dip in that inventory. Mm. But we have a really good number of properties that are under contract. So maybe that's part of it too, that our number of available things are just a little bit down because our number of properties that are under contract is up. So we have 30 properties that are under contract.
Right on.
The average days on market of those properties is 53 days. So some homes are sitting just a little bit longer on the market. Some of that excessive bidding that we were seeing really has subsided. Depending on the property, we do have some that are still receiving multiple offers, but much less than what we were seeing previously. And this is an exciting time since now we're here in January. We're able to look at the entire year of 2023. So the average sold price for the year of 2023 is just over $195,000 in Wisconsin Rapids. So that's a fantastic average sales price. Mm-hmm. It was steadily increasing over the entire year, and that's kind of where we ended up as an average over that entire year. We're still seeing 101 list to sales price ratio, so we're seeing that properties are selling at or slightly above the asking price on average. And lastly, what we kind of have dug in the last couple times we've talked about is kind of a newer bucket for us to discuss is expired listings. In the month of December, there was only one listing that did not find a buyer and ended up expiring. But this just shows that these sellers are getting a little bit more savvy with their pricing. The homes that are listed are getting accepted offers. So sellers are still in a favorable position, which is really great.
Yeah. Lindsay, when you get data like this, how does this benefit you going into 2024?
Well, that's a good question. I think just knowing what is happening in the market allows us to be better advisors for the people that we are working with, whether it is a buyer or a seller. We're able to share with them. There's a lot of data, of course, across the internet, but be able to look at it at a local level. Mm-hmm. And some of the other things we'll dive into today, it's so surprising, even for me as a real estate professional, how different the snapshot is when we're looking literally a 20-minute drive between the communities that we'll discuss today with Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship, mm-hmm. and how different those pictures look and the difference of what's going on in those markets. There is some similarities, mm-hmm. but even that, what area are you looking at and what's happening there?
This is one of my favorite half an hours every month. When we would do this show with JR, I would learn so much from it. And in speaking with you, Lindsay, I've learned even more. One of the things that stands out to me with this kind of stuff, the more data, the better, and especially the more specific the data, the better, because real estate is such a, as you touched on, such a different thing from zip code to zip code. It can only benefit you the more data you have. And I find that really interesting. Just as an outside observer of the industry, it's pretty cool to see.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And with the constant increase that we had in prices and the competitiveness that we had in the market with low inventory and fantastic interest rates that we're coming off of, we just, the values were on such an uptick and kind of going up that mountain. And what we're seeing now is we're stabilizing. Mm. You know, it is really just essential for anybody who is looking to sell, just to remain realistic and really work closely with your real estate professional to kind of set the appropriate listing prices, because that's really going to maximize interest in your property, maximize exposure, and secure a buyer for you, you know, as quickly and at the best price that you can.
Mm-hmm. How about our friends in Rome? How's it looking there?
Yeah, so in Rome, we have 17 active listings. We have 3 that had a recent price reduction. There are 9 properties that are under contract, with the average days on market being 52. So the average days on market, pretty similar to Wisconsin Rapids. The inventory as a whole, as far as active and under contract, is a little bit less than Wisconsin Rapids. But what I guess that kind of says to me is, you know, Rome is just a very seasonal community. Mm. We have a ton of second homes. There's much more traffic in the warmer months. So we do see a strong seasonality when it comes to real estate in this market. So that is some of what you're seeing. But with that being said, the average sold price in town of Rome for the year of over the course of the average of the whole year of 2023 is just under $388,000. That's a big number. So that's fantastic to see for our homeowners in the area that we have gotten to a really good, you know, hopefully building people's equity in their homes.
Yeah, especially that area with the rise of Sand Valley and so many other businesses and things growing up. It's not surprising to hear a number like that, and I find it very encouraging. That's very cool to hear. How about Adam's?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about Adam's Friendship? What about over there?
So Adam's Friendship, we have 30 active listings, 2 with a recent price reduction. And we have 10 that are under contract, with the average days on market being 92. So we have increased market time. It continues to increase slightly in the Adams Friendship area, quite a bit longer, actually, than Rome and Rapids at the 92 days. And then the average sold price that we have over the course of the year, 2023, is $216,000. So we're ending the year on a high in this market, as well as the other 2 that we talked about. The market really is, like we talked about, is stabilizing. So these properties are selling at 98% of list price, so just slightly below the asking price on average. And we had 3 expired listings in this market in December. So I think sellers are understanding that shift in the market. They're listening to their trusted real estate professionals about pricing, and, you know, which has added some trickiness as this market has been shifting and changing, you know, recently.
Yeah. Lindsay, I think sometime it'd be wonderful to get into expired listings and talk about what that entails and what you can do when that happens. I think sometime that'd be a fun conversation to have. But when it comes to Rome, Adams Friendship, even the Rapids area, the differences in these, is there hope for 2024 when it comes to this? If you're a seller, if you're a buyer?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think real estate is always changing, which makes it exciting and sometimes a struggle for real estate professionals, buyers and sellers, right, to put our finger on the pulse of what is really happening. But absolutely, there is hope. So what we're hearing for 2024 is that we do hear that the interest rates are possibly going to drop a little bit more. Like, I don't have a crystal ball. I can only communicate what I've heard from others. Mm-hmm. So I never want to direct anyone wrong, but they are saying that with these interest rates kind of coming down to more of just a, you know, 5 to 6% range. And even some of that already starting. So that buying power for our buyers has increased. They say that for every 1% decrease in an interest rate, that actually increases your buying power by about 10%. So the trick with that is that this applies to every buyer. So that increases demand as well. So we're in a unique moment right now where those lowering of rates with the median list price, you know, where we're kind of stabilizing with those prices, could make a really strong spring market. As we, I know it's crazy to talk about spring, we're here in January, but in real estate, that can happen as early as March. People start thinking towards the spring market. So that's, I guess, some future thoughts for buyers. And then as far as on the seller side of things, we do anticipate possibly an early seller's market. So listings with price reductions has dropped a little bit from the weeks prior. So a seller can, of course, wait to list or whatever they choose that is best for them. But we do anticipate that the competition for these homes will increase in the spring. So some of that, you know, there's more homes for a potential buyer to look at and could end up giving up some of their gains on their next purchase if there's competition for what they're looking to purchase next as well in the springtime.
Well, we can't predict the market perfectly. We can predict and rely on and trust our friends over at Coldwell Banker. We can guarantee that. You can trust them and reach out to them with any questions you have, as especially if you're a buyer or a seller. And when you're doing that, Lindsay, there's a lot of terminology that's going to be given, whether you're hearing or not. And I don't know about you, but I hear a word I don't know, and I get excited and a little embarrassed. I get excited because I'm going to learn something, and I love learning, and I'm also a little embarrassed. As an adult, that I may not know what a word means. You had a great idea about going over some of these real estate terms. I appreciate that. And we're going to get into that now with our friend Lindsay Scheider as Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker, Sear Realtors, Belva Parr Realty, and Advantage. Lindsay, where do you want to start with these definitions?
I'm just excited to talk about some of these. I think that it is, you know, people that don't work in the real estate industry day in and day out, that it's, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, because it's normal for some of these to be confusing. And so I'm excited to share with our audience today about talking through what these things mean, for
okay.
sure.
All right. So what about appraisal? How about that? We hear that one quite a bit.
Yeah. So an appraisal is really an assessment of a property's value. So this is conducted by a licensed appraiser. So this is a separate professional, but it's aiming to determine the value of a property. So they're going to be looking at location, size, condition. They're also going to be looking at comparative sales in the area. And they then create a detailed report. And this report is most often used by a lender to make sure that the property is suitable collateral for getting a mortgage. And it really is, the whole process of getting an appraisal is crucial in real estate transactions to make sure that there's fair pricing, we're mitigating the risk for the buyer and the lender that is involved in a purchase.
All right. Okay. I feel better about that one. How about closing costs? What about that? Closing costs.
So, closing costs are really the fees and the expenses associated with finalizing a real estate transaction. So some are paid by the buyer, some are paid by the seller, and sometimes that also can be a confusion, but there's various fees that can be incurred, and they can be charges for services like title searches, appraisals like we just spoke about, legal fees, even processing of a loan, and of course the purchase price of the property itself. So like I mentioned, both buyers and sellers share these expenses, and really important for both parties to kind of understand what those could be so they can, you know, plan and budget accordingly when preparing to buy or sell a property.
All right. That sounds good. We appreciate that, Lindsay. Doing really, batting 1,000 so far. What about trust account? How about that one? Can I throw you on that one?
Sure. So a trust account is an account where funds are held during a real estate transaction, so until all the conditions are met. And I guess, let me clarify on all conditions are met. I guess when two parties, a buyer and seller, decide to enter into a contract and have a what's called an offer to purchase, that is a document, a contract between both parties that are saying, you know, party, you know, buyer is going to do this, seller is going to do this. This is what we have agreed upon, and we have signed the contract to acknowledge that we've agreed on these terms. There are sometimes conditions that have to be met, right? The buyer might need to get a loan. Maybe there's some inspections or testing that needs to occur before we get to the closing table, which is another reason why there is time between an accepted offer on a property and a closing date. So a typical, you know, accepted offer to closing is about 30 to 45 days, depending on the terms of the contract. But back to our trust account, this account can be held through a real estate brokerage, a title company, or even attorney's office, but it allows for the financial arrangement of that contract that we talked about to hold funds, important documents on behalf of the parties of the contract. And it acts as a safeguard, making sure that both parties fulfill the contract of all those promises that we made to one another before the transaction is completed. So once the conditions are met, we have the funds, the documents, everything's released, and we have a secure and smooth transfer of ownership of the property.
Fantastic. I already feel a lot more informed and aware of not only these terms, but feel like I understand the industry even a little bit better through these terms. And I didn't expect that. That's great. All right. I'm going to keep trying to throw curveballs at you, though. I think I could stump you on one of these. What about title insurance?
So title insurance is insurance that protects against any financial loss from defects in title. What does that mean, right? Defects in title. So it's a type of coverage that is going to protect a property owner and the lenders, if there's one involved, of course, from any financial loss where the property's title needs to be what we call free and clear of any liens, encumbrances, any legal issues, or even any outstanding mortgages, right? So Mr. Seller owns this house. He still holds a mortgage on it. Well, that mortgage needs to be paid in full so that we can then, again, have that smooth and comfortable transfer of ownership over to Mr. Buyer. And so the title insurance does their due diligence to literally go back in the history of the property to make sure that anything that was put against the property, like I mentioned, liens, like mortgages, encumbrances, any legal issues, are cleared so that this new buyer doesn't have any issues going forward.
Not bad. All right. Now, there's some terms, too, that I think we have heard quite a bit, but we may not understand the true definition of them. So what about, like, down payment? How about something like that?
Yeah, well, one thing, I guess, as I was organizing my thoughts for our conversation today, so like to talk about down payment for sure. And that kind of goes hand in hand with a mortgage, right? But also step one in that process for a buyer in getting a mortgage is actually a pre-approval. So I'm going to take a step back before I answer your question and talk a little bit about a pre-approval. So a pre-approval really in the simplest way is a process where a lender is going to review a buyer's their credit worthiness. And they provide a commitment saying, yeah, we can lend money to Mr. Buyer for this amount, right? Based on their income, their debt, their credit, this is what we're willing to do. And so that pre-approval really helps a buyer understand what that looks like. What's that monthly payment potentially going to be? Is that comfortable for their family budget? And sometimes we have buyers that, I'm a pre-approved to, X amount, But that monthly liability of that mortgage payment, that doesn't feel comfortable for me. I'd rather have it less. So even though they're pre-approved up to a certain amount, maybe our our home search actually is going to be less than that so that they feel comfortable with what they're going to have to pay every month. Because, of course, there's also costs associated with purchasing outside of just that mortgage payment. There can be property taxes, sometimes HOA, homeowners association fees, other costs that can be associated in a monthly liability for that buyer as well. Then jumping back over to kind of the mortgage part of it, because it's kind of all related, right? So that mortgage is really that loan that is being used to buy real estate. And in most cases, the property is also serving as collateral for the loan, meaning if a buyer is not able to pay that monthly promise of the mortgage payment, the lender would take possession of the property back through a process known as foreclosure. Back to your original question of the down payment, hopefully I'm not doing too many crazy circles for anyone.
Oh, no, I like the way you're doing this. Yeah.
So the down payment is an initial upfront payment that is made by a home buyer as part of that purchase price. So it is when they're purchasing a property, typically it's a percentage of the property's total purchase price paid in cash by that buyer. It serves as that buyer's contribution towards that purchase. Even though, of course, they're getting that mortgage, right? They're getting that loan. A buyer is required typically by a lender to have a down payment, you know, some skin in the game to put some money forth towards that purchase to actually secure that loan.
That was very helpful, Lindsay. I really think that was helpful the way you did that too. You're, as you said, they're all attached, and they really understanding one, it's helpful to understand one. It's helpful to understand them all together. So that was a nice way to do that, I thought. We got a couple minutes left. I want to throw a couple more at you. I think I might still be able to get you. Amortization. If I'm saying that right.
It's actually amortization.
Amortization. I knew it.
Yeah. So this is really, it ties really nicely in with the mortgage conversation that we just had. So this is the process of paying off a loan through those regular payments, right? Usually monthly. That is going to include both principal and interest. And I guess let me just take a step back to make sure that people understand what those words mean. So the principal of a mortgage is, you know, say you borrowed $200,000 for your home purchase. You borrowed $200,000. That is the principal. That is the actual money that you borrowed, right? $200,000. But, you know, these banks, they're awesome. They help us purchase things when we need to, such as houses. But they also charge us interest for us to be able to borrow that money. So whatever that interest rate is, right? We talk about interest rates a lot. An interest rate that is higher is going to be a percentage, or an interest rate that is lower is going to, again, be the percentage of that example number, $200,000, that we pay every month. And so it is, each mortgage payment is going to contribute towards reducing that loan balance. So in our example, $200,000. At the beginning of the loan, there's a greater portion that's allocated to the interest. And then as we move through paying those monthly payments, it moves towards paying off more of that principal as the loan matures. So it's really just a systematic repayment structure that makes sure that the loan is paid off in the agreed upon term. So a typical mortgage is a 30-year mortgage. And so if you have a fixed rate, it's going to be that same mortgage payment every single month for 30 years. And there are other programs, of course, that outside of the fixed interest rate that maybe your mortgage payment would adjust through the time that you have that mortgage.
Nicely done, Lindsay. We are much more informed and feel a lot better going into this, whether you're a buyer or a seller. We appreciate that so much and love to do this again with you sometime. I know there's plenty more words that we could go over. Lindsay, if people have follow-up questions about some of those definitions or about anything really with a real estate game, how can they reach you? How can they get in contact with you?
Absolutely. We would love to hear from you guys. Just a reminder to give Coldwell Banker family of companies. We, again, have three locations. We're located in Wisconsin Rapids, the town of Rome, and Adams Friendship. And we would be overjoyed to assist with anyone who's looking to sell. We would come and give you a free market analysis to find out what your home really is worth in this current market. And then on the flip side, to assist with any and all ins and outs of this market as a buyer and do buyer consultations, get you guys into any properties that are available to purchase if you are looking to purchase. As far as contacting us, Coldwell Banker Stewart Realtors, the office number is 715-424-4800. Our location in the town of Rome, which is Coldwell Banker Advantage, that phone number is 715-325-7335. And then last but definitely not least, our location in Adams Friendship is Coldwell Banker Belva Parr. And that number is 608-339-6757.
Appreciate you, Lindsay. Appreciate our relationship with Coldwell and all your team over there. You guys be safe out there today, bopping around, and looking forward to talking real estate with you again next month.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, James.
Take care. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.